And in fact, the other, I guess, major study that is actually looking at the strategy you're talking about, which is the BETH trial that the NSABP and the CRG are looking at, chemotherapy, I think it's going to be mainly TCH with the trastuzumab, and then alone or with bevacizumab. Yeah. What are the issues there in terms of both efficacy and toxicity? You mentioned there's preclinical data that suggests that maybe that's going to be an effective combination. What do we know about that? And also, what about the integration of the side effects in terms of the heart, for example?
Yeah, the heart's a worry, because if you've got Herceptin with the potential to cause impairment of cardio function, cardiac output, by acting directly on the myocardium, and you've also got bevacizumab, which is raising your blood pressure, then that's clearly not a very clever combination. And I think it emphasizes all the more how important it is to see if we can do without anthracyclines with trastuzumab. It would be a big advantage, although there may still be synergistic cardiotoxicity even without that. And, of course, there may be other toxicities that you wouldn't have imagined. I mean, one of the most important things that's come out of the whole Herceptin story is cardiotoxicity. It was not predicted in any animal or experimental model. And we're going to have to go very cautiously when we start putting these various targeted therapies against key pathways together. There may well be entirely unpredicted toxicities.